She say she don't like her music too new. And she say she don't like it that old either. Okay. I told her, baby, I know exactly what you need.
She don't like it that new.
And she don't like it that old.
And she don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need
Southern soul.
Southern soul.
That she don't like it too new. And she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need
Southern soul.
Southern soul.
This that music you can groove to.
Groove.
Early in the morning, cook food to.
Food.
This that music you can dress up fresh. Southern soul music touch the heart in your chest. Say, lady, I'm Poker Jones. I can take you places that you ain't gone. Where the food is good and the drinks are strong. Where they dance all night and the music is grown. Baby, look no further. Back it up and drop it on me in that order. I'll be your boat, baby, you my water. Southern soul jukebox throwing
the
water.
She don't like it that new. And she don't like it that old.
And she don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need
Southern soul.
Southern soul.
That you don't like it too new.
And
she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need
Southern soul.
Southern soul.
One time for the people wearing dancing shoes. This that music for a dancing groove. This that music make it 5 degrees. Let's play stage, y'all know what it is.
I'm Southern, and that's all I know. And I call my music that Southern soul. When times get hard, I turn the stereo on. Relax my mind and all the problems be gone.
Now I can see things clearer. This that music make you look in the mirror. This that music bring the people together.
The people.
Southern soul music gon' be sure.
She don't like it that new. And she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need
Southern soul.
Southern soul.
That she don't like it too new.
And
she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need
Southern soul.
Southern soul.
All music started from soul music and blues music. Now that I have your attention,
sing with me.
Somebody say Johnny Taylor.
Johnny Taylor.
Say the Otis Ealing.
The Otis
Ealing. Can I get a little Bobby Rush?
Bobby Rush.
The music relieve me. Let me hear say Marvin Sea.
Marvin,
I can be your candy liquor. Rest in peace to Mel Waiter.
Mel Waiter.
Got my whiskey. What you know about Tyrone Davis?
Tyrone
sang Rock Me Baby.
Hit
me with a little Betty Wright.
Betty Wright.
Because tonight.
She don't like it that new.
And
she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need
Southern soul.
Southern soul.
And she don't like it too new.
And
she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
Well, all right, everyone, welcome and thank you all for tuning in. Here I am. Let's jazz it up, everyone. Let's jazz it up. Welcome. This is Brenda Moss, Lady Diva, here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I have Southern Soul for you guys tonight. Phone lines are open. Call in at 657-383-0771. Welcome, Polka Jones, here on my platform this evening.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
All right. Thank you for coming along. Thank you. That's the jam right there, Southern Soul. I really love that. And I just gotten used to hearing it, and I really love it. So, where are you calling from, Polka Jones? First, may I ask?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Atlanta, Georgia fans, call in. All right. So tell us, Polka Jones, how your music journey began.
Well, I mainly began my music, I want to say about, to put a time date on when I started my music, I say I started my just
liking music or having a love for the craft when I was about 10 years old in middle school, where you was assigned to write poems. Then you realize that the poems are actually lyrics, and you transfer your poems into lyrics. So about 10 years old is when I started doing music in school, yeah.
All right. So who was your inspiration? Who were your favorite artists at that age and at that time?
Well, I grew up during the Michael Jackson era, so, you know,
right.
I have to add Michael Jackson to the list. You know, all the soul and blues artists were my favorite, even though I grew up during a time when rap dominated and rap was popular. That was kind of pretty much the dominant sound in the streets. So, you know, I liked soul music, but you wasn't able to get as much of it. So I kind of drifted toward rap. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that information. So, is your family or your parents or siblings musically inclined as well?
Well, you
like
know,
you?
You know, I have a family that's in the church that, you know, that sing in the church, but as far as having other family members that do music and that perform and do shows and stuff like that, the answer would be no.
Okay.
It would be cool if I did have it, but yeah, that'd be cool to have a a cool uncle or a cool grandpa or somebody you could bring out on stage, right, to rock it with you.
That would be cool.
That's not
yeah.
the situation though, yeah. That's not my situation.
Okay.
Right. You know, you have like some families where everybody in the family have a talent, or you have everybody in get together and make one singing group. No, I don't
yeah.
have that luxury. That's a blessing to have that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Family
yeah.
full of musically inclined people. That'd be nice.
Well, that's okay. You sound good to me, and I'm quite sure your fans and followers are listening right now. So, do you play any music instruments? Any music tools?
Yeah, I do. I play the bass guitar.
All right.
And I play the drums a little also. I play the drums a little. The bass guitar and the drums.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. So, who was your inspiration? What triggered it? What sparked you? Who keeps you motivated? Tell me what's going on in that mind. Currently,
right.
Yes.
Who currently keeps me inspired?
Yes.
I would have to say artists like Mr. Bobby Rush is very inspiring. He's a very big inspiration on me because he's more than double my age. Mr. Bobby Rush is 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He just released a new album this year. He just got nominated for a new Grammy. He just got nominated for a new Grammy this year. And when I talk to him on the phone, he could just recite lyrics. Not any old songs. That's not the part that amazed me. The part that amazed me and other writers and other, you know, people that write music know what I'm talking about.
Right.
We'd be on the phone and he would just sit there and recite lyrics to a new song that he was in the midst of writing. And I'm like, wow, he still has that fire and that eagerness and that drive that new and young artists have. So it's kind of hard to be, you know, inspired by a younger artist because you feel like they're supposed to have the energy and drive. But when you see a person that's 86 years old that get around that stage, jump around, interact, I'm not talking about sitting in a chair performing and somebody wheeling them out on stage in a wheelchair and propping them up and propping a harmonica up to him. I'm not talking about one of them situations. I'm talking about where he totes his own harmonica and pull it out at will and his guitar and he sings, he dances. Like, that within itself is very inspiring. That's very inspiring.
Right.
And
right.
I say to myself, if this man can do it at 86, I don't need to hear any excuses from no other artist, right?
Right.
That's all you need to be inspired, somebody like that, a drive like he has.
Right. Thank you for that information, Polka. Now,
Mr. Bobby Rush.
I seen you did a Facebook Live video on a new cut called Independent People. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. That's a new song. Yeah.
I like that.
You like that? You like the message in it?
I like the message.
That was my whole intention. Hopefully somebody would catch the message in the record, right?
Yes. So
that's one of those records that you play. That's one of those records that you play when you feel a burden, or you just, you know, when you just feel, when you might be around some people that don't have their own thing going on and you don't know how to just say it yourself. You know, sometimes you subliminally put on songs just to talk to the people that's around you. You don't directly say it to them. Let me put on this song, and hopefully he knows I'm playing this for him. Hopefully he get it. Get up and get a job. Go get up and go on and stand in that department of labor line. I heard they hiring down there. Right.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Right, just play that song. If you better not clap when this song come on either, because it's talking about people with their own job. Matter of fact, leave the room till the song go off, right?
right.
One of them records. Some dance blues. It's a dance blues track. It's blues. It's dance music. It's feel good music. It's just a type of song that, you know, man, you just feel good about yourself. You might say, I don't want to get up and go to work, but, you know, think of another way. Think of the fact that, you know, you getting up and go to work, you have to ask nobody for nothing. You got your own everything, right? You're an independent person, right?
That's right. Can we talk?
So on your way out to get that money, give yourself a hand clap, right?
All right, now sounds like a plan. Right. Slap.
Just some brighten your day music, right? Some brighten your day music.
That's right. Thank you for that information. So let's talk about this other new single, "Loving You Wrong." Is there a brief story behind that track? There, you want to give us a little detail about it before I spin it?
Well, all my songs are true stories. I don't pull no punches when I write music because I actually want that reaction. I'm a writer, the equivalent of a movie writer. That's how I try to write my songs. I try to write and add action with lyrics. I try to get a response with the lyrics, right? That song pertained on a real situation I was going through at the time, you know? That's one thing that I remember her saying over and over and over, like, you wrong. You know you wrong. You dead wrong. Like, that just stuck with me. And I'm like, wow, that would be awesome for a song, right? That you wrong, 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 dead wrong. Right? That would be the action to the record, right? Because that's the, when that part comes onto the record, that's the build up that everybody waits for on the record, right?
Yeah.
So that's a true story. I was actually caught loving wrong.
Okay. Here is the song, everyone. Phone lines are open. Anyone is welcome to call in. Wherever you at in the world, call in on my platform. Here is "Loving You Wrong" by Polka Jones.
You only
Polka Jones, everyone.
I know that's
that is
right.
What's
I know
up.
That's right. You like
that's
that? You like
up.
That?
I love it. I love it. I
okay.
love it.
Make you
I'm
want to do a two-step, don't it?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. If anybody came up with a two-step to that song yet, I say give it a,
well,
give it a few weeks or a couple of months. People will catch on.
Well, just like you just said, a two-step, I give you
yeah.
two letters.
Okay.
I give you two. Feel free. Feel free.
All
you say,
right,
have anybody
now.
Made a two-step to that? And my response to that is, feel free. If you want to, feel free.
All right. Y'all hear that, everyone? Let's get back to talking about you now. Can you go ahead and give your website information where people can follow
Very simple.
You up on?
Very simple. It ain't hard at all. If you know my name, you listening to this interview, that's the website. See how easy that is? Polka Jones. I own that domain, www.polkajones.com. Ain't that something?
Yes, yes. So can you mention the social media pages you on as well?
I do it again. Same thing. My name, facebook.com/polkajones. Ain't that something?
Yeah,
that's how you market. That's marketing. That's marketing. You shouldn't be hard to find. Like all the great artists say, and like they show, it ain't nothing but a phone call to book anybody or find any artist that's currently working. Right. So you have to make yourself as marketable as possible. Right.
Yeah. I try to come up with something simple like let's jazz it up, and folks
well, whatever
got
the
me,
product
confused.
Is, whatever. The
Well,
whatever the product name, whatever the product's name is the website. That's how you link them together. Anything else is, you know, it's.
Well, a lot of
see, don't fit.
I do a lot of music genre, and then I don't just do jazz. So
okay.
really, let's jazz it up means let's turn it up, let's turn it up, let's turn it up,
okay.
old school style. So I say let's
right.
jazz it up. But a lot of folks think I'm just playing jazz. I'm just in the jazz artist. I am the
so that's why that's why you're saying
I,
you don't
do
want to buy
all.
That domain. So that's why you're saying you don't want to buy that domain because you don't want people to think it's just one genre of music.
Yeah. So it's
right.
You know, let's turn it up. Let's jazz it up with a apostrophe.
Right.
And
okay.
I do a lot of music genre, and Southern Soul is one of my favorites. Besides just jazz and R&B and rap and hip hop and gospel and blues.
Okay.
Yes. So let's talk about your TV network. You're going to have to fill us
okay.
in on that, you know.
Okay. Well, it's something that, once again, as an artist, I try to stay busy. And this goes out to all artists. Find your other niche. What do you? Because we live in a era to where everything is being recorded, everything is being monitored, everything is being surveyed. I say that to say it's all about creating content in the new era that we live in. We live in an era to where if you don't have content, you're not really doing nothing. If you're just working for somebody, you're pretty much invisible in the world that we live in now. Everybody is broadcasting something. If it's not a product, if it's not something that they working for somebody advertising, streaming, if it's just their lives, if they just have a vlog, if they have a blog, whatever, everybody is creating content from podcasts to everything that's dealing with, you know, capturing content. That's the most important thing that's going on right now, not just in America, but all over the globe, because like they talked about the one world, we live in that one world now. That's all that is, when you could just see anybody from just a click of a button. So creating a content is what it's all about, and that's why I came out with the TV show. I didn't want to just come as an artist to soul and blues showing you what I could do as an artist. I wanted to come into soul and blues as a, how can I say it, humbly, I wanted to come in with information that I could share. I'll say it like that. I don't want to say nobody's teacher. I don't want to feel like I'm teaching nobody nothing. I'm just sharing some information that I feel like is useful because I see that's the way and the direction that the world is in. So with me doing Soul and Blues, I said, you know what? I'm going to come in Soul and Blues not just with music and an image. I'm going to come in Soul and Blues with what I've learned from Soul and Blues and also highlight some artists that I feel like are working, that's currently working, and, you know, by playing the videos and paying homage to the artists that got it started by coming up with documentary videos of them, airing those, and just any type of content. Like, but all the content had to fit up under the Soul and Blues umbrella because that's what my show caters to, Soul and Blues. So within a nutshell, that's the whole purpose of Poker Jones coming up with that TV show, because we live in an era to where you have to have content. I'm going to say this. I got this from my brother, Blue Pill. He's a conscious brother. You can look him up on YouTube. Just type in the name Blue Pill. You'll learn a lot. You'll thank me later. One of his last webisodes on YouTube, like I said, it's all about creating content. That was one of his topics. It was about creating content. And he said a slogan that stuck with me that I hopefully it will stick with somebody else that's listening tonight. The slogan is, content is key. I'll say it again. Content is key. I'll break that down. That means by you creating content and you owning content of your own, somebody, if you monetize it, somebody will actually buy into it. If you have a dead, boring, nothing going on type of life, film it. Capture it. Somebody, believe it or not, somebody want to watch that.
That's
what we live in now. I mean, you can Google anything. You'll find a video for it. Somebody want to watch that. Somebody own the rights to that. Yeah. So that's why Poker Jones created that TV show, because that's the era we live in. It's like you don't understand what's going on if you're not creating a TV show. So I really pushed that a lot inside that show. Also, when I talked, I didn't come from a standpoint there. You know, a lot of people feel like when they make something, they don't want to be copied. Nah, God didn't put that in my heart. I'm one of them guys that when I created that TV show, I pushed other people, and I always spoke on it. Please, other people, create some content, create a TV show. You know, I was so, now that I think about it, I was actually living that same episode that I seen from my brother Blue Pill. Once again, check him out on YouTube. He's a conscious brother. I was actually living that statement that I just seen this week from my brother Blue Pill. I started that TV show, almost 10 months ago, right? So that means I was actually taking action. I was creating content, right? Content is key, right? So, and that's what you're doing right now. You creating content. Somebody somewhere that you don't know is enjoying this content, right?
Yes.
So that's why I created the TV show, so I could hopefully help, you know, educate some people to Southern Soul, bring it to some new people that's never heard it, give some artists a shot that never got a shot, because I actually put it on Amazon also, so you could watch it all over,
right?
You know, wherever, you know, the Amazon app, wherever they placed it or whatever. So everything is archived. So I put people in places that they regularly wouldn't have gotten without spending money or whatever, or somebody creating a space for them, right?
Right, right.
So that's the whole reason I put together the show. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Nothing for me, just a little something for me, but pretty much some futuristic type stuff. That's the direction we're going in. So just moving with times.
Wow. Thank you for that information. Right. Thank you. So are you still going to be doing any live performances? Do you have any schedule coming up in the near future?
Oh, yeah. You can check my website for upcoming show dates. I try to keep up with them myself, too, as much as I can. But, yeah, we got a lot of nice shows coming up. I think my next biggest show is Friday, December 13th, which is 2 weeks from now, in Houston, Texas, is the Southern Soul Awards pre-kickoff concert And I'll be performing and hosting that event.
Wow.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice upscale event hall. Actually, the facility that they're using is the first time they ever even had any type of event there. It's a new facility. Very nice.
Right.
Glass chairs, gold tables. Like, very nice. Very
wow.
Nice.
So what do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, so it's a black and gold affair.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you for that information, and hopefully people will follow up with you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and, of course, your website. So what do you think about Southern Soul coming in with all this content nowadays within the last, about 3, 4, 5 years now? People are just
right.
now catching on. So what do you think about that now?
Well, that is what we just said, because if you go back and look at how much content was created when you look up Southern Soul, it is not a lot of content at all. But what you will see, thank God for my time and me being business savvy, what I'm doing, if you do type in Southern Soul, you will get Polka Jones, and you will see one of my episodes of my TV show. If you just go to YouTube and just type in Southern Soul, you're going to find that TV show, because I did 26 episodes in 6 months.
Wow.
That's the episode a week. Do the math, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you for that information.
See that. All
right.
That's why you don't see that much content. To answer your question, that's why you don't see that much content from Southern Soul, because I really want to help a lot of artists as far as getting some visuals and getting them seen, placing the face with the voice. But a lot of artists didn't have videos. That goes back to what we're talking about, content. People are
right.
just catching up to Southern Soul because there's not as much content. When you look at mainstream music comes out faster than Southern Soul music, right? The artists create,
yeah.
they're paid to create music faster, right?
Yeah.
They get paid
yeah.
more. It's a bigger demand, right?
Yeah.
So I say that to say, even with the people that's trying to get into the hip-hop era, it's a whole bunch of content being created, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you dig and you look through the Southern Soul, there's not that much content being created. But the good thing about it, I'll say this from a business standpoint, it's not about having quantity. It's all about having quality.
Quality.
I would rather have a little something that's good than a whole bunch of mess, right?
Right.
So I say that to say when you look deep into Southern Soul, you can appreciate it more because it's not full of a whole bunch of garbage. You got artists that's really trying to make it, and I salute every Southern Soul artist because that's why I fell in love with Southern Soul, because I really felt like the artists were being genuine and they were coming from their heart, and they really
yeah.
were. This was really who they are. And when you were looking through these artists, that's when you get to know them and just check them out,
yeah.
and hang around them and be in the club with them, and you go back
yeah.
and listen to the songs, that's their life. That's who they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can really appreciate Southern Soul artists, because now we taking music back to its roots. These artists are talking about just where they from, and last time I checked, that's called a root, right? So we taking music
yeah.
back to the root. There's no agenda in Southern Soul music. You ain't nobody finna try to influence you to do nothing that you don't supposed to be doing or don't want to do, right? When did that become cool? When did that become a theme, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you can really appreciate some soul and blues music because there's no agenda in it. So yeah, most definitely.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you for that information, Polka. Now, do you have any new upcoming future projects you want to tease and let us know about?
I think for my newest project that I'll be working on is a movie, that I just got for an up-and-coming movie here in Atlanta. That's going to come out the spring of 2020, and I'll be playing a lead character in that movie. And, it's catering to soul and blues. So when I tell you God is good, and that's a project that I'm so thankful just to be a part of, that's probably the biggest anticipated thing for me, something that I'm really looking forward to doing. Even though I'm working on a whole bunch of other stuff right now, that's just one that probably because it's something that I've never done in a professional light. Like, you know, we all had our takes at acting when you being an artist. You know, that's just part of creating. But as far as just being in a movie, this is my first time being in a movie. So, yeah, I'm going to really have real fun with this. And maybe this is something that God trying to show me, too, to take my career into another light, too. Something else to look at, right?
Right.
So, yeah, this project with the movie is my next major project that I'm super duper excited about. And that's what I have in my back pocket for the new year.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Now, to purchase your tracks on any music outlets online, can you name a few where anyone will be able to see your tracks so they can purchase the track, the singles?
Yep. Very simple. Once again, iTunes.com/Polka Jones. Ain't that something?
Thank you for that information.
Hey, man, this is too easy, right? It's all about marketing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep saying it, right? Make it the easier you make it, the better they'll take it.
All right.
Right.
So, Polka Jones,
I'm very easy
what is
to find.
What is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans and curious minds that are listening to your music? What is that ultimate desire which you wish for them to get out of your music?
The message. If I could get people to start, well, they're starting to do it now, a lot of my close friends and a lot of people I know that's around me, because, you know, it rubs off. Once you change your style and you have more of a grown image, it rubs off on your friends, your peers, and, you know, they start gravitating to it. What I would want to get out of it is to see my people, meaning predominantly in the urban neighborhood, I would like to see it go back to how it was, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, where soul and blues music dominated and the message in the music changed. It was, you know, it was a cold in the streets, even here in America.
Yeah.
Just any type of music wasn't being made, you know. It wasn't no such thing as people making music by drugs. It wasn't no thing about, it damn sure wasn't nothing a thing about black people making songs about killing each other. I know other people sit back and look at that like almost like a fight popping off. Like it's a natural instinct. Let's say you in a room and a group of people you see a group of people as a certain race. Like you might see a group, I ain't going to name a certain race or whatever because I don't want nobody to think I'm being racist. But let's say you walk in a room and you see certain colors of people. Out of nowhere, a certain race of people just start fighting. If that ain't your race of people, 9 times out of 10, you're going to stay out of it. Just natural instinct, right or wrong. Long they'll put you in it, you're going to stay out of it, right or wrong, because you're going to save yourself. Whatever they got going on, that's what they got going on, right? I'm just going to stay out of it and mind my business. That's pretty much how I think other races look at blacks when it comes to us making that type of music. Like, I listen to it and jam to it because, you know, it, once again, they still get something out of it. It is, they getting the rhythm out of it in the dance. But when it comes to all the negative that's in it, they leave all that alone, and they just say to themselves, you know, I guess that's on them, whatever they got going on with that. But we could easily not do that is what I'm trying to say, right? It's sad how many people done lost their life because of a message in some music.
Right.
The artists that make it, do they interview?
The
artists that make the music, do they interviews like I'm doing an interview now, and then when they get hit with certain questions like, well, what do you think about people saying that your music – and the message in your music is the reason young kids are getting killed and using drugs and violence and things like that. The artists have enough nerve to say this as their response. Well, you know, it's just entertainment. And we just do this for entertainment. It's just entertainment.
Yeah.
Every single one is like protocol. Every single is like rehearsed. Every single artist that you ever seen had an influence with a negative message all have the same response when they ask that same question. It's only entertainment. But last time I checked, the people that they target to sell the music to, 12 and 13-year-olds, the consumers, the one that's buying up the most music, the ones that are getting you your streams, that mind is so tender, you're not going to tell me that they think this is just entertainment. You out your mind if you think that they think this is entertainment at 12 and 13 years old. No, because I remember being 12 and 13 years old, and I remember when Ghetto Boys and all them came out and listening to songs like that. And I remember in my mind, you couldn't tell me that wasn't who they really was and that wasn't real. Especially if you listen to it too many times, you actually going to watch it. Well, you already know this, but if you listen to it too many times, what happens next? That becomes your lifestyle, right? You actually start mimicking it, right? That's why that's very dangerous. So, yeah, I would love to see the message in the music change for my people. Men start dressing nicer for the women, you know, just showing the ladies how much they appreciate them by looking nice, because women really do appreciate a man that takes his time to look nice, vice versa. A dude really appreciate what a woman don't, you know, just put that raunchy on. You can tell she really took the time to look nice. Yeah, they really appreciate that. So, yeah, let's just show that we appreciate each other. It ain't about saying we against society or we feel like we ain't a part of society, because we all know. I'm from the hood. I'm from the streets. So I know firsthand where pants sagging come from. And I won't tell you nothing different. I won't say nothing that sound crazy that coming from a perspective of from a person that can't relate to people pants sagging. I know where it come from. I know why it's done. That's basically, you know, that's basically the minority that they call us. Our way of saying bump society. We ain't a part of society. This is how we feel about society. Everything is a reaction when you're dealing with blacks in the urban society. That is our reaction to society. That's what pants sagging is all about, 1,000%. I don't care if nobody else what nobody else tell you why they do it. All the stuff that you hear, the stories where people to my pants sagging came from jail and all that. You know, them just scare tactics. Or I'm sorry, but those are some people too that don't know nothing about pants sagging that ain't from the streets. They just looking at it from a certain standpoint and trying to relate it to something to make it look like something for you to defer from doing it. But I'm from that era, and I'm here to tell you that's what it means, 1,000%. That is just a reaction from people that's in the streets and how they feel of what part they play in society. And if you don't think I know what I'm talking about, you watch these same people when they go into sophisticated or nice establishments. The first thing they do is pull their damn pants, because they feel like they're a part of these certain places. When they have to go into these places, that's when they conform to whatever it is. But when they go back into their world and they feel like they back into their element or their place in society, that's when they let society once again know how they feel about society. This is how we feel about society, period. That's what it means. So until society start doing better, they not going to pull their pants up, but they feel like they're not being respected by society. Am I right or wrong? Do that make any sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
That's where that comes from, nothing else. Yes.
Well, let's
so
get back to...
When we change the message in the music, the pants will pull up. I'm telling you the way to do it in a cool way, not no corny ass just talking to them saying, y'all shouldn't do this. No, don't nobody respect that. You got to, basically the same way it was forced on them, because society going against them, that was forced on them. So with a message being put in the music in a way to where they can still party to it and have a good time, but the message is changing, it ain't derogatory, and it's actually making us look good and shine on a good light, they'll do it subconsciously. They'll do it without knowing they'll do it. They'll do it because this is what's happening. You see what I'm saying? They'll do it because everybody else is doing it, right or wrong. Just like that's why everybody else is doing that, right or wrong, because that's just they place in society. But once they feel like they place in society of change, and it's a respect for them, and they have respect for themselves. So if that happened in my lifetime, or if I even see a big wave of that happen in my lifetime, I'll feel super-duper proud, and I will feel like I had a part of that, so...
Okay.
That's the answer to your question. That's the ultimate what Poker Jones wants out of this trip, this journey that I'm taking with Soul and Blues. Right?
Okay. All right. Let's get back. Now, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you on your music journey. We're almost running out of time. So go ahead, name those favorite persons that have supported you and had your back, Poker.
Well, that's kind of hard to make into a list, because if I did that, I would leave so many people out, man. Because like I say, we live in an internet era now, and it's people I've never even met that support me every single day.
Right.
That say good morning, good night every single day. So I'm thankful for anybody that know of me, that follow me, that keep up with me, that listen to my music, that listen to the message that I'm trying to deliver, and just – a part of my grind, just taking this journey with me. So that's for anybody that's going along with the ride. Just like I'm a fan of so many people and I like watching their work, I hope that whoever watched my work enjoy the work, and I thank you, and I'm so appreciative of you. So I'm not going to name just one person. I cannot do that.
Well, all right.
But
let's
I will thank our creator. I will thank our creator for all of us, because I'm enjoying this experience that we all having, right?
All right. And the last question I wanted to ask you, do you have any words of wisdom you would like to give before we sign out? Message to the liver?
Yep.
To those that are suffering in the world today, or to those that want to get into the music industry, want to get into Southern soul music. You got a message or an advice, Polka?
Yeah. And I like the way you said that, because it goes right along with my message and my advice. And I say this in my shows, and I say it a lot, and it means a lot. It's all about helping somebody else, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about helping somebody else. God put that on my heart ever since I've been walking this earth. Ever since I've been old enough to understand what's going on, that's always been in my heart, to help somebody else. So I say that to say, if all you do every day is focus on helping yourself, you don't even have half of what's going on figured out. Because you'll realize at the end of the day, it's about what you can do for your fellow man. And that's going to feed your soul. And if we all have that same outlook on life, it'll be beautiful for everybody, everywhere we go. So, yeah, let's just do more for each other, ladies and gentlemen. Just like you seen what Polka Jones did this year with the TV show, with the shows, with anything you've seen while I was helping somebody else. Hopefully that'll spark something within you. So, yeah, hopefully anything that I did was a spark in you. It sparked something in you, and you take that same path, and you go help somebody else. So that's Polka Jones' message. Help somebody else, right?
Right. That's right. That's what I do. And thank you for that message.
Of course, you're providing a service. You could be doing something else right now. You don't have to do this interview. You didn't have to take your time to build this platform. You didn't have to make a blog talk radio show. You didn't have to do that, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
You didn't have to do that. Ms. Brenda Moss did not have to do that. She could have spent her time just doing whatever feeding Brenda Moss' ego or spirit or whatever.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you for that, too. We really appreciate you for this, because you putting soul and blues out there. You putting Southern soul out there, too. So we really, really appreciate you for that.
And you know what, Polka Jones, you're more than welcome to come back on my platform with some new music or any new projects that you may have in the near future. We're coming close to the end of our showcase. Do you have any other words you would like to give within the next few minutes? Also, mention your website information and your social media pages again, please, Polka. Go ahead.
Okay, once again, ladies and gentlemen, very easy to find me. It's my name, P as in people, O-K-A, last name Jones. That's Polka Jones. That's my website, which is current and up to date. That's my Facebook. That's my Instagram. That's my everything. Polka Jones. That's how you find me. And I do keep all my social media and everything up to date to what I got going on. So, yeah, man, come enjoy the ride with me. Once again, thank you guys for listening in. And thank you, Ms. Brenda Moss, for your time, baby girl.
Oh, you're welcome. Love you, Polka Jones. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Stay tuned for more shows and more Southern Soul artists coming onto my platform. I thank you all for your support. This is Lady Diva signing out with Southern Soul by Polka Jones. Stay tuned, everyone, and thank you all.
That music you can groove to, early in the morning cook food to, this that music you can dress up fresh, Southern soul music touch the heart in your chest, say lady, I'm Polka Jones, I can take you places that you ain't gone, where the food is good and the drinks are strong, where they dance all night and the music is grown. up and drop it on me in that order. I'll be your boat, baby, you my water. Southern soul jukebox, throwing
she don't
water.
Like it that new.
Uh-uh.
And she don't like it that old.
And she don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need,
you need Southern soul.
Southern soul.
That she don't like it too low.
Uh-uh.
And she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
One time for the people wearing dancing shoes. This that music for a dancing groove. This that music make it 5 degrees. Let's play stage, y'all know what it is.
I'm Southern, and that's all I know. And I call my music that Southern soul. When times get hard, I turn the stereo on. Relax my mind and all the problems be gone.
Now I can see things clearer. This that music make you look in the mirror. This that music bring the people together.
The people.
Southern soul music gon' be
sure.
She
don't like it that new.
Uh-uh.
And she don't like it that old.
And she don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need,
you need Southern soul.
Southern soul.
That she don't like it too low.
Uh-uh.
And she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need,
you need Southern soul.
Southern soul.
All music started from soul music and blues music. Now that I have your attention,
sing with me.
Somebody say Johnny Taylor.
Johnny Taylor.
Say the Otis Ealy. Can I get a little Bobby Rush?
Bobby Rush.
The music relieve me. Let me hear say Marvin C.
Marvin.
I can hear your candy liquor. Rest in peace to Mel Waiter.
Mel Waiter.
Got my whiskey. What you know about Tyrone Davis?
Tyrone
sang Rock Me, Baby.
Hit
me with a little Betty Wright.
Betty Wright.
Because tonight, tonight, she don't like it that new.
Uh-uh.
And she don't like it that old.
And she don't like it that old.
I told her, baby, I know what you need.
You need,
you need Southern soul.
Southern soul.
And she don't like it too low.
Uh-uh.
And she don't like it that old.
She don't like it that old.
Southern soul. I told baby I know what you need. You need Southern soul.